incentive this week, given this team and what's happened to them last time?
Last time's last time. You know, we were in about 2015, and it's a completely new team. We have a new team, and it's just another part of the season where you got to continue to try to improve, and this is in that way. So
fans think this team can go undefeated and can drop 50 on this team. Are fans getting out of hand with expectations for you guys?
I don't know. Really hear that right now. You know, we were just worried about preparing. So
I know the mantra of this team is always next guy up, but how tough is it to lose not just a player but a leader like Nate Solder?
I mean, it's very tough. You know, Nate's a big part of the team. He's done very well for us. He's a great locker room guy. But you know, that this happens year in, year out to every team. You always see someone go down, and it's unfortunate, but it's part of the game. And you know, you have to play the next man up card, so you don't have a choice.
Offensively, you guys have done extremely well against the Colts the last four games anyway. I know those are in the past, but do you go into the game with confidence knowing that you've had positive results like that?
I think your confidence is built through your preparation, and we still have a couple more days to do that. So it's not about what we've done in the past, because we don't have the same team. They don't have the same team. It's completely new circumstances, and I think confidence definitely comes from preparation.
Julian, how different is this Colts defense that you see this year that you've seen in the past?
Well, they got some new personnel. You know, they have, you know, Coach Pagano coming from Baltimore. That whole scheme and doing his thing, it has his rap on everything. It's, you know, it's similar to what they've done. But, I mean, every time we go into a game thinking that it's similar, teams change things up, so we have to be prepared for everything. We have to be able to focus on our fundamentals of the play individually, just in case something else comes up that we're not prepared for, we're able to adjust.
What is it about the way that Coach Belichick and all the other coaches on the staff teach you guys that you're able to adjust so quickly in a game and take on so many changes from other teams and differences and adjustments?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. We go out and we practice plays, and you have plays for certain things, and you may be practicing for something and you don't get that thing. You have to rely on the plays you may not have practiced but you've executed in the past to go out and execute those plays at the time. So, you know, that's a credit to our coaches for always keeping us prepared. And, you know, that's their job. Our job is to go out and execute it.